Well, first of all, Greg, thanks for having me in your studio.
Hey, no worries. Welcome.
This is actually my second visit. You had me on your show. I sat right over there on one of these fancy mics.
Yeah.
This was really fun. It was a very different experience being on your show. Before we get into that, how'd you get started?
Well, in 1997, I had already been in radio for like 20 years, and I was managing a sports station in Orlando, Florida. And because I had that gig, I could golf free at any course in Orlando. I wasn't a golfer, but me and the other boss, the manager of the radio station, were divers, and we'd talk off and on. And I went into his office one afternoon, and I said, you know, this really blows. We could golf free at any course in Orlando, and I don't golf. Wouldn't it be great if we could dive for free? He goes, let's do a dive show. And I'm like, hey, we could do this. And so we put it on the air as an excuse to go diving on company time. It blew up on us. And next thing you know, here we are 26 years later. It's pretty crazy.
So you launched the biggest scuba radio, the only real scuba radio show ever to exist, currently the biggest, just so you could go diving for free.
It was an excuse to go diving on company time. And, you know, once we got on the air, it was pretty obvious we had tapped into something much bigger than that. And we tried to, you know, morph it into a more noble cause to promote the dive industry to the masses and that kind of thing. But that is the truth. I wish I could say I was a genius and I had this great idea, but we literally just started as an excuse to go diving on company time. And here we are. So it's pretty sweet.
How was that first episode?
That first episode, you know, I don't remember a ton about it except the people we had on. One of the first guests we had was Captain Slate from Key Largo. He's a famous guy in the dive industry, and I remember seeing his ads on Skin Diver magazine, and he's feeding fish with his face. I'm like, this guy's insane. He'd be great. And sure enough, I got a hold of him. He said, yeah, I'll come on your show. And he lived up to the crazy, like a level I could never have imagined. And it was great. It was just great radio. And I knew, it was like, man, we got something here, you know?
You do. And you're still here. We were talking just before we started about how interesting it is. And maybe we're just lucky because it's a dive industry, but how I've really not ran into any pushback about people being willing to come on. And you're saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah. But when we started 26 years ago, I was right there in your fins. Right? I'd go up to all these people I'd see in the dive magazines like Skin Diver and all these video shows and things. And I'm like, gosh, I'm a little intimidated. But you go talk to them, they're like, man, they're super enthusiastic. They bring you in. They love talking about diving. It's what brings us together. And I was like, man, I can really bond with this community. And it's just been amazing. It really has.
I can underscore that 1,000 times. I had a dive shop, just like you, go diving all the time, teach. You just said something that hit home with me. And that is, people love talking about diving. And that's probably, anybody that's watching right now is proof positive of that.
Sure.
But I notice, what would you say the hours are from actual diving underwater to talking about diving?
Oh, it's 10 times more surface interval chatter. And, you know, we have compared scuba radio to basically hanging out at a tiki bar after your day of diving. It's really just hanging out at the bar talking about your dives, because obviously we can't talk underwater too well. But yeah, people love talking about it. It's that common bond. It brings you together, and you just become part of the family, you know, and you're sharing fish tales with friends, and that's really what scuba radio is. Ideally, you hear our show and you hear us having so much fun, because we are. We're just having a great time.
You had me on your show a few weeks ago, and you're right. The fun is contagiousness. I feel like I'm just, like you said, at a tiki bar. You had a bunch of people on. It was a lot of fun. You guys bring that, I think, that everything good about diving, I think you guys bring and put it out there.
Well, you know, once again, we try to spotlight the fun aspects of scuba diving. And, you know, you can talk about pretty fish and mixed gases and all the technical elements of diving, but that's not why we go diving. We go diving because it's fun. And then you get to share with your friends and you know, get back from the dive and sit there over a beer or whatever and talk about what you just saw or something. I mean, that sharing aspect of it, I just think is contagious. Like you said, it's fun. And that's what we try to focus on. And I think it's worked. I'm still here, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I've said this a million times that, like, you've heard of St. Paddy's Day, and, like, none of us really know what it is, but we know we go out and drink, right?
Right.
It's an excuse to go and hang out and party. We're like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll wear green. We don't even know why.
Right.
And I always said diving, for me, it's almost the excuse to go do the big activity. But it is still fun standalone. Like, it's still good. And every time I say that, people are like, no, I like going diving for the diving. No, me too. I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. But I think the memories 5 and 10 and 20 years later, I remember all the funny things that happened with everybody, the conversations, you know, all the stuff, so-and-so jumping in without their fins on, you know, it's all that surrounding just social interaction. I always said diving is a social activity, but it's perfect for introverts.
Oh, yeah. definitely. Well, once again, you got the common bond of diving, and you instantly have something that you can relate to the other person with. I'm believe it or not, I do a radio show, and I'm pretty introverted, too. I've scared the bejesus out of people over the years when I'd go out on a liveaboard trip, and they didn't necessarily know who this guy was. I just went as a guest, right? And then about halfway through the week, I'd break out my recorder and start doing our show, and they're like, who the hell is this guy? You know, it's like, believe it or not, I'm a little shy in groups. I mean, when we first started, I didn't know how to, you know, even approach people. But, you know, when you start right off with that commonality of having something to talk about, which is scuba diving, you know, you just get someone talking about diving. Oh, I love diving. You know, the next thing you know, you're bosom buddies. You know what I mean? It just really works.
Yeah, I've said it over and over again that scuba diving is generally a social activity that's perfect for introverts, and you're living proof. You said you were socially awkward and quiet around groups, and here you are now because of scuba diving. Mm-hmm. With the largest radio, I mean, you're hosting a radio show.
Right.
Literally the opposite of being introverted.
Well, that's what I've been told.
And you do a great job. I love what you're doing. Terrestrial radio.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you're on the podcast, you're on YouTube, so you are on all kind of where everybody's migrated to now. But you're still on terrestrial radio, which is like the car dial one.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's still out there.
How does that work?
Well, you know, we've just been doing it so long. You know, when we started Scuba Radio 26 years ago, 1997, April Fool's Day, by the way, is our anniversary. The internet was in its infancy at the time when we started, and websites were a big thing, and then social media and podcasting. We kind of went through all that, and as the times progressed, I mean, we were still a radio show. Because even with a podcast, I mean, it might be a little different, you know, because we're a little bit more traditional with how we present the show, but it's more old school radio. But if you do it well enough, hopefully people respond to it well. And like I said, we've benefited from all that. And the longevity, I think, has helped a little bit, too.
Something, a very recently lost art, is the fun stuff you have on when the show's, I noticed it when the show's coming on, you got all these sound effects and the voices, like, coming on. To me, it reminds me, like, when the movie would come on, like 20th Century Fox or The Lion, like, it excites me.
Right.
It's like something's fun about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that. Don't ever stop doing that.
Well, you know, we do it to amuse ourselves more than anyone else. When I get feedback when we're out in public and people come up and say, hey, listen to the show, and I love it, and it's really nice, and that, you know, it's very humbling when people do that. But I'll tell you, the thing that they always kick back at us is never like, oh, I loved it when you talked about that one scuba dive and the mixed gas. No, they talk about some bit we did comparing cave dives to a colonoscopy or something, you know, some ridiculous nonsense. It's my production background, my buddy CJ. From radio too, so you know there's a lot of old school morning show radio stuff.
Morning show, that's the vibe I was getting. Yeah,
I did it. Been there, done that. Way too long, but I did it.
Well, it's paying off. If you got one message out, like if you ever to get something across, like I know it's mostly for fun and everything, but like occasionally you guys have a message or kind of a point you want to hit home. If you could boil that down into one or two, what would that be?
Well, the main thing I think is you focus on fun and then you educate after. So infotainment kind of approach, you know, you suck people in by hopefully creating an atmosphere that's fun first. And then, you know, if they hang with you, if you've sucked them in a little bit, they're going to pick up some little tidbits about, you know, where's the best place to dive, or here's a type of diving that I didn't consider. And it kind of gives divers something to chew on every week to get over that hump of, you know, been there, dove that kind of attitude. You want to do that. And then you want to bring more people into it. So, you know, overall, the thing that keeps you going is you're paying it forward. You're bringing more people into it, and you're seeing their reaction to something that you may have turned them on to, and that, man, that's really fulfilling.
I don't doubt it. Have you ever had anybody go and get scuba certified and then they tell you it's because of you?
I have, yes.
Awesome.
It's happened more than once and more than I could count, and that's, you know, that's the best compliment in the world, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. It is. Those are the things, like, you don't, maybe not in the moment, but when it does happen, you're like, hey, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tend to just stay fun and light. You'll talk about the stuff, but I don't hear a lot of hard opinions. It's more jokes. I'll put stuff out sometimes. I'll put out a controversial issue, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whether it be split fins or how people hover in tech diving versus, you know, all those things, mask on the foreheads. These things have all stirred the pot,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Where I did not realize they would be so polarizing, but maybe that's the internet versus the radio. I don't know. But man, do you get any crap from anybody ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The main complaint we get over the years is you don't talk about diving enough. You know what? I'm not going to argue that because once again, if we just focused on scuba divers only, we'd alienate 95% of the audience because the people listening on the radio stations, they may or may not be scuba divers. People watch Shark Week not because they're divers or they're necessarily into sharks. They're you know attracted to the whole atmosphere, the adventure of what these guys are doing on TV. And once again, we're trying to create an atmosphere that sounds like we're having so much fun. People that are not divers might get sucked into
our sport.
I want
to be a part of what those guys are doing.
Exactly. Exactly. So in that, you know, balancing act of trying to give divers enough meat on the bone for them to stick around and learn something or whatever, and balancing that without going over the head of someone who's not a diver yet but might have some interest to get sucked into our activity, you know, there might be some friction there sometimes that you don't talk about diving enough. But, you know, that's maybe more what the deeper podcast might be online, where you want to go deeper into the sport. And we're constantly trying to bring more people in. So that's kind of where we fit, you know, on the pendulum in that regard.
I think you're doing it right, because if you say, hey, we're just having fun here, we're not going to argue over split fins or paddle fins or, you know, different agencies, all that stuff that I feel like doesn't do anything but create nonsensical barriers.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just saying, hey, we're having fun here, we're not going to get into all that. And I think that's what attracts the new people, because I think the people that really get into it and they start having these debates and the comments and everything, it just drives the average person away.
Right. They're all bitching at each other. Why
I don't want to be in part of that.
Right. Yeah.
I want to be where the fun is.
Yeah. You know, and personally, it is more fun, to be honest, than getting into that minutia. But it's fine. I mean, it has its place. And we've delved into controversial issues over the years, too. I mean, you know, we're not afraid of it, but focus really is to keep it fun, lighthearted, and that kind of thing. When it comes to, like, you know, I've never gotten into the situation of trying to rate gear or this fin's better than that fin, you know, because it's so subjective.
It is.
You know, when you talk about the split fin issue, for instance, that would translate into radio, like, do you have the toilet paper come over the top or over the bottom? That's a classic radio.
It always works.
Stick, yeah, it'll make the phones light up for hours. But is that great radio? I don't know. You know, it depends on how you look at
it. There's not much value coming
out
of it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Trust me, social media is my game, and that is exactly... Oh, yeah.
Get some going.
I got my go-tos,
Right.
So going back to when you started to now,
right?
Did you have a certain opinion then that has done a 180 to now?
Well, when I first started, I did not think the people that were working in the industry were as crazy as they actually were. I mean, there's a pirate mentality when you get into the dive industry. I don't know if you felt that way when you ran a dive shop, but some of the characters in the dive industry are truly unique.
So you did not expect to have such eccentric people in the diving industry?
Correct. I mean, the people that you meet in this industry, sometimes they're totally nuts, which is radio gold. They're very authentic. I mean, I think there is like a pirate mentality to be in the dive industry, and that really lends itself to some very interesting characters that you
meet. Does? Uh-oh, we're getting into this deep stuff now.
Yeah.
What's a commonly held belief currently in the dive industry, it's out there right now, that you just passionately disagree with?
The one thing I would say is sometimes we get wrapped up too much in messaging for, say, like putting environmental issues first as opposed to fun. You know, you're trying to get people like, hey, save the planet, which everybody wants to do. I've seen that pushed a little bit too much, where it becomes preachy right out of the box. And I think it's better to entertain, bring them in with the fun. And it's almost a natural progression. You're going to want to protect what you love. And I think sometimes when you throw the other thing up front, pushing beach cleanups and underwater cleanups and things like that, and which are great, they're all good, but I don't know if that should be the leading thing. And I think sometimes we lose focus. Like people are going scuba diving because they want to have fun. Don't lose that focus. All that other stuff lines up. You better make sure you're focusing on why they're doing it in the first place, which is to have fun, to do something really cool. Scuba diving is a superpower.
I agree.
We should be focused on that, I think.
Put that in my kid's book. We wear a super suit.
That's right.
So while you agree with the conservation messaging, you think that should not be put out first. Put the fun out first, and you can integrate that once you've attracted the people into the sport. Then you do the cleanups once they've caught the bug.
Right. I just think sometimes we get ahead of our skis or ahead of our fins in that message, and we can't lose focus that people are scuba diving because it's so cool. And then all that other stuff lines up right behind it. It just happens naturally. Once you turn them on to what's going on underwater, they want to protect it. It's a natural progression, and I think it just happens. But sometimes we want to put that front, and you might end up alienating people accidentally, you know, or not realize that they may respond really well to that, or they may not. But sometimes I see that coming out too far front to me, and I think we got to suck them in first and then let that progress.
Like, hey, I love the cause and everything, but I'm just not sure about diving. I'm a little nervous. Don't know
right.
about the money. Don't know
yeah.
about the time. Mm-hmm. But fun attracts everybody always.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you bake that in later.
You let it go. It just happens.
You see two kinds of dive shops out there. Operations, even charters and so on. The ones that see the other one as a direct threat competition and mm-hmm. the ones that see them as allies.
Right.
I've noticed something because I've actually interviewed people on this topic. The ones that are the most successful are the ones that do not see the other shop as their direct competition.
Right. So true. And I've seen it over the years many, 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 many times. And I totally agree. 110%. You're not competing against each other. You're competing against all these other activities that people have a choice to go after, whether it's skiing, bowling, golfing, whatever the case may be.
Not golfing. And, boring.
Yeah, exactly.
You started doing scuba radio, so you get paid to go diving. That was
right.
really the only thing. Because
yeah.
they were already giving you free golfing. You didn't want that.
Right. Because I didn't golf, yeah.
And do you find scuba diving more enjoyable than golfing?
Oh, hell yes. Are you kidding me?
More yeah. relaxing or adventurous or challenging? Like, what is it?
Yes, yes, and yes. Yeah, I mean, all of them.
That's going to start a riot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, yeah, I'm not knocking golfing, but hey, scuba diving is a whole nother level. I mean, golfing is a thing, and that's fine. You can do that on your surface interval if you want, but I'm telling you that... I mean, diving is just, you never know what you're going to see. You know, that adventure, that unknown element of it. You're bringing a friend in, and it's cool to see them light up. You know, you may have done it a million times already, and maybe you get a little jaded, but boy, you take someone to a dive site that you've been to, and you see them come out of the water and just see them explode with excitement. That is so cool to be able to share that with people, and it keeps me fresh too.
You feed off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're well connected. People know you. You see it all. You
mm-hmm.
live it and breathe it.
Yeah.
Been doing it a long time. What's something still going on today that you wish everyone would just stop doing?
Don't lose sight of how much fun our sport is. Don't get so caught up into everyday, oh gosh, what? How are we going to promote our dive shop or our dive equipment? And don't forget why people are even doing this in the first place, and that is to focus on the fun. And that's what we do. Like you brought up the DEMA show. One of the things we do at DEMA over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years now is scuba radio's there at the front of the show to
yep.
warm up the crowd as they're getting ready to go in. And I saw this opportunity years ago that all these people were just sitting there waiting to get, you know, twiddling their thumbs, looking at their phones. I'm like, hey, we could take this crowd and have a little fun, give away a few prizes and do our little radio shtick and send them in there with a big smile on their face. And it just worked out really, really well. Now it's like a benchmark event.
It is. It is. I've seen you there. I've watched it. You know, before I was even listening to this, that's how I knew you. I'd seen you there.
Like, what are those idiots up on stage at the DEMA show? What are they doing? What is going on there?
And you kind of get the whole party started there, and I see you in and out throughout mm-hmm. the show as well.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we come up and say hi to you when we're at DEMA?
I just come up and say hi. That's usually how it works. The DEMA show it's like our family reunion. I mean, you're right. Once you get in the industry for a few years, it's not that big, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very you can very quickly get into the, I don't know, if it's not really a click. It's just, you know this person, they introduce you to this person. Next thing you know,
yep.
you have this huge network of friends. And literally, it's like my family reunion now at the DEMA show. And I love it. I love it. It's such a great community. And they're always looking for new people and new blood to come in and share the love of diving. That's what it's all about. And that's that common bond that brings us all together. For sure.
One thing,
mm-hmm.
what is a specific thing that you have that is your favorite thing about doing scuba radio?
Oof. I mean, that's very fulfilling when people come up and say, hey, we listened to this show, and they kick something back that they've heard on the show. Something I was like, gosh, I can't believe someone actually heard that and liked it. But you know, that is pretty cool. It's good. It's that sharing that part of it, I think, that kind of keeps me going.
What's 5 to 10 years out look like?
Geez, I don't know. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do, keep, you know, diving around the world and finding new places to go dive. I mean, the list keeps getting longer and longer. Whenever people ask me, well, yeah, you've done all this stuff over the years and you've done everything, haven't you? No, not even close. We haven't even scratched the surface, honestly. There's so many places left to go. There's always some new type of diving to do. Or
What do you do for fun?
Well, I go diving.
You're not allowed to say diving. You're not allowed to say radio.
Okay. Well, I got other shows. Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
We have World of Boating. So it's a similar type of show for the boating industry. Just Plane Radio, which is for private pilots and general aviation. So I'm actually learning how to fly an airplane. You've been warned.
You're doing all the fun stuff, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of a Jimmy Buffett lifestyle. Jimmy was, you know, we just lost him a few weeks ago, and he was research for Scuba Radio, World of Boating, and Just Plain Radio. I read his books. I was like, he has the lifestyle. He has the soundtrack. I want to see if I can put that together on the radio, and that's kind of what we did. You know, you need a dive boat to get to the dive site, so that's how World of Boating started, and then we started going to the Caribbean.
You had travel, so you need the plane.
Had some islands in the Caribbean couldn't get to, started flying private, and said, hey, let's do a radio show there, too. So kind of evolved out of a necessity with our traveling, but it's diving started it all, for sure.
Jimmy Buffett, to me, he created a persona that I think that lifestyle was always there, but he kind of gave it a face. He gave it a name. And now you got the restaurants and the retirement community. Like, he created a world. He defined it.
Right.
And he gave us an ability to put a face with it.
No doubt. He created the lifestyle. His latest song called Bubbles Up that got released just after his death. I mean, it's actually a diving focused song. And if you look up the video, you're going through a virtual scuba dive. And there's
so cool.
References to the bends, and it's a very positive message. But I was like, wow. And, you know, a lot of his songs are more boaty, and this latest song, Bubbles Up, is very diver-centric. I'm like, wow. You got to tip your hat to
Absolutely.
Him for just drawing so much attention to our sport and just the lifestyle.
The lifestyle,
And that kind of thing. And he provided a great soundtrack.
Once again, thank you for bringing me on this show recently. That was a new experience for me.
Welcome anytime.
And no end in sight. You're going to this DEMA. You're going to be at DEMA in November in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do the ones after that too, right? The one after that, I think, is Vegas now.
Yeah,
right?
Probably. This is the first time DEMA's been in New Orleans in God knows 15 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
No worries, man.
And thank you for having me on your show recently. That was fun.
Well, you got it. Anytime.
If you want to support my channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. We have all the good stuff like the shirts, the hats, the stickers, everything. Autographed kids books are on there, and wholesale opportunities for retailers. Don't forget, we're on almost every major channel. Put out daily content, new stuff all the time. I'm on live all the time. So hopefully I'll see you on either TikTok, Kenny_Dial, Instagram, Sweetwater_Scuba, Facebook, just search me, or just search me in your browser, Kenny Dial. One of those should come up. Finally, the YouTube channel has all the podcasts and all of the short form stuff. It actually kind of has everything in one spot. Either way, I hope to see you on one of these apps, on one of these pages. Whatever connects us to the underwater world, I hope to see you there. Let's show the rest of the world the rest of the world.